再次的感谢神的带领，以及欢迎我们亲戚朋友来参加我们第三场的布道聚会。
Once again, we'd like to thank God's guidance to welcome all our friends and family to this third evangelical service.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始我们的布道聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this service.
我们请会众一起起立唱诗421首。
Please rise and sing hymn 421.
我们请会众仍然肃立，我们再一次的低头来祷告。
Please remain standing so that we may pray.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你的圣名。
Dear Jesus Christ, we praise your honorable name.
你带领我们进到第三场的布道聚会。
You have led us to the third evangelical service.
借着你的仆人传讲你得救的福音。
And through your servant who may give your gospel.
让我们知道你是赏赐我们平安的主。
So that we know you are the Lord who grants peace.
你也是赐给我们生命的主。
And you are the Lord who gives life.
我们在等一下的布道聚会当中，更要来了解你是赏赐我们喜乐的主。
And in this service, we will understand that you are the Lord who gives joy.
主啊，祈求您圣灵运行，带领我们所有的亲戚朋友。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit guide all of us and our friends and family.
打开我们的心灵，让我们将所听见的大好信息能够明白，能够清楚，愿意来接受。
And may you open up our hearts so that we may accept the good news and accept it and understand it.
也祈求您再次的带领我们的诗班以及你的仆人，将您的福音能够讲解清楚明白。
And we ask you to guide the choir and your servants that will give your word.
借着诗颂，借着见证让我们所有的亲戚朋友，我们都能够心被恩感来歌颂神。
And so through the hymns and through the testimony, may we be able to testify you.
同样的，我们也将这一场布道聚会将他恭恭敬敬地交在你的手里。
And so we put this evangelical service all within your hands.
我们也把荣耀、颂赞、尊贵以及权柄都归在你的圣名之下，直到永远。
And also we give the glory, praises, and power unto your name forever.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们早上仍然邀请总会所差派的田辉煌传道在这里证道。
And this morning, we would like to ask Pastor Tian, who has been appointed by the IA, to be here.
在正道之前，我们要先请圣儿西的诗班来献唱诗歌，来赞美荣耀天上的神。
And so prior to his message, we ask the San Jose Choir to come up and praise God with their hymns.
我们现在就请诗班出场。
And now we ask them to come up.
In
the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify and share for the Lord.
首先欢迎我们在座的亲朋好友及弟兄姐妹。
First, I'd like to welcome all friends, family, brothers and sisters.
大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
同时也非常感谢教会诗班献这么美好的诗歌。
At the same time, I'd like to thank the choir for presenting such wonderful hymns.
现在要跟大家谈分享的是主赏赐人喜乐。
And so today I would like to share the topic of the Lord gives joy to his people.
圣经说我们人喜笑有时。
And so the Bible tells us that we must obey the Lord.
哭有时。
And there's a time for laughing and a time for crying.
天下万物都有它的时候和定期。
Everything has its time and place.
但是在我们的人生的生活里面，
But within our daily lives,
我们如果特别留意的时候，
and when we remember,
我们发现欢笑喜乐的事或时间会比劳苦愁烦少太多了。
We will see that we have too few times of joy compared to times of suffering.
有很多事情不是常常都合乎我们的意思。
Many things don't go according to our plans.
所以我们常常会失去了这个喜乐，
so we may lose joy,
甚至忘记了这个喜乐，
and we may forget joy.
我们如果买新的车子，
if we buy a new car,
刚开始我们很快乐的，
at the beginning we're very happy,
但是买了一段时间以后呢，
but after a time,
你可能也不会多看它一眼，
you won't give it another look.
那我们买了新房子。
And you buy a new house.
我们会非常的高兴的。
You'll be really excited.
邀请亲朋好友一起到家里坐坐聊天参观。
You'll invite everyone to come over and take a look.
但是过了一段时间以后。
But after a time period.
哎，那种感觉就不见了。
That feeling disappears.
那我们可能会找到新的工作，觉得非常满意。
We might find a new job and be very satisfied.
可是上班了一段时间以后
，But after you've been at this job for a while,
我们已经忘记之前那种满意快乐的心情。
Then you forget the satisfaction of before.
所以人在许多的事情很容易喜新厌旧。
So in many things, it will pass very quickly.
不过这些事情让我们感觉到这个喜乐都是短暂不会永久。
And we can see this kind of happiness is temporary.
尤其刚刚结婚的人多快乐啊。
Especially newlyweds are very happy.
期待结婚的时候有时候晚上睡不着白天体力精神还是很好。
And even though you can't go to sleep at night, you still have great energy during the day.
但是真的结婚那天到了。
But then when the wedding day comes,
经过了一段的时间
啊, and after some time passes,
你还会再像当初刚结婚那么样的感动那么样的有精神吗?
Will you still be as excited and energetic as a newlywed?
可能彼此之间的一些什么小毛病都开始露出来了。
And maybe you'll start to have small problems.
就开始互相计较一些怎么会这样你怎么这样想。
And you'll start to pick on each other.
你就会发现哎呀这个喜乐非常的短暂啊。
And you'll find that this happiness is very temporary.
所以很多的事情都是这样。
So many things are like this.
那我们要如何一直把这种快乐的心情留住啊。
So how can we hold on to this joyous attitude?
好像用人特意的方法也没办法哦。
It doesn't feel like there's a special way for people to do this.
尤其跟你相关的人啊。
Especially those related to you.
那你快乐，你希望他也快乐。
If you're happy, you hope they are happy too.
如果他什么问题都没有，他会分享你的快乐。
And if they have no problems, they will partake in your happiness.
可是当你快乐的时候，他确实难过。
But when you're happy, they seem sad.
所以你就发现说，哎，有时候一个人快乐不代表所有人可以快乐。
So you'll find that one person's happiness does not necessarily spread.
所以觉得，哎，看起来也不是一件很简单的事情。
So it doesn't seem like something that's very easy.
那圣经里面也有特别谈到有关喜乐的事。
And in the Bible it talks about joy.
我们一起来看箴言十五章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章。
Proverbs chapter 15.
十五章的十三节。
Proverbs 15 verse 13.
十三节。
13.
心中喜乐，面带笑容；心里忧愁，灵被损伤。在这里告诉我们了。
Here it tells us.
心中喜乐，你难掩住你脸上的笑容。
A happy heart will make the face cheerful.
那心灵忧愁啊，我们的内心也是会损伤哎。
But heartache will crush our spirit.
所以这一句经文讲的实在没有错。
So this scripture is in fact correct. 哎，
那圣经进一步又再这样说。
And then the Bible takes it a step further.
我们来看十四章的十三节。
Let us look at chapter 14 verse 13.
十四章十三节。
Chapter 14 verse 13.
十三节，人在喜笑中也有忧愁，心也忧愁。
Even in laughter, the heart may ache.
快乐至极就生愁苦。
And rejoicing may end in grief.
尤其是对我们成人来说。
Especially for adults here.
我们有时候表面看起来好像喜乐。
And sometimes it looks like we're happy.
可是成人会把很多事情放在心里。
But adults will hide many things in their hearts.
他不愿意把这些难过的事影响到其他人。
And they don't want to bring up sorrowful things to other people.
所以我们常常在跟人相处的时候，表面上面带喜乐，可是内心有多少的事，人家不知道。
So often on the surface we seem fine, but nobody knows what's really going on in your inner hearts.
有些人啊，为了追求快乐到极点，这个却生出这个悲伤来啊。
And some of us, while we try to pursue happiness, actually end up in grief.
有一个在台湾做这个竞选县议员的人呢，台湾的县议员，这个议员呢，好像我们的国会议员一样。
There was a county politician in Taiwan.
那这个要 很竞争的激烈的选票啊。
And it was very competitive in election.
要用很大的心力。
And you had to use a lot of heart.
才能够打败所有的对手。
So that you could defeat all your opponents.
才能够选上做那个这个市里面的一个议员呢。
So that you could be elected as an official.
结果当他选上的时候。
And when he was elected.
到了第一天要到那个。那个议会开会
And then the first day for the first meeting.
那每一个人都有自己的办公室
Everyone had their own office.
结果他一进他的办公室啊
And when he entered his office.
就坐在他的办公桌的大椅子上
And he sat at the chair at his desk.
他一坐上去非常的高兴
And as soon as he sat down, he was very
excited. 终于我当上议员了
I have finally been elected.
打败许多的对手了
I have defeated many opponents.
他就坐在椅子上面了大笑几声啊
And so he sat on the chair and laughed.
等到笑声停止的时候
And when his laughter stopped.
他跟着生命也停止在那里就死在椅子上
His life stopped as well and he died right in that chair.
早知道做议员当上会死在椅子上不如不选的好啊
If he had known that he would be elected only to die the first time he sat in the chair, he'd rather not be elected.
但是多少人在追求世界的名利地位的时候
But how many of us, when we're pursuing the status of this world,
等到得着那个名利地位的时候
until we've reached that goal,
在正在最快乐的时候啊
at the peak of our happiness,
没想到这个时候是他生命结束的时候
this is the time when your life might end.
他没有经过生病啊
he'd never been through this.
就这样子坐在那边大笑几声，他就跟这个世界说再见。
He sat there, had some laughs, and then he said goodbye to the world.
哇，结果他的家里人很难过。
And so his family was very sorrowful.
很多人正在祝贺。恭喜当上议员呢
Many were having congratulatory celebration.
一下子那个喜乐就被夺走了
And yet instantly that joy went away.
很多事情真的想不到
Many things we wouldn't even think of it.
我们慢慢想看看
But let us think about it.
本来结婚很快乐
Marriage should be a very happy thing.
我就是喜欢这个女孩子才愿意与她终身做夫妻嘛
Because this is the girl that I like, so I would like to spend my life with her.
但是娶过来以后发现，哎呀，这个女孩子很凶，像母老虎一样。
But after we're married, we'll find out that this woman is actually quite mean.
哇，怎么办
？What should I do？
哎，你本来很快乐，很快乐。
At the beginning, you were extremely happy.
一下子感觉好像掉进那个地狱的深谷里面呢。
And yet suddenly, your life fell into hell.
那人又不是那个商品啊，可以。买了不喜欢退货。
And there's no return policy for wives.
哇，你要怎么说
？What should you do？
其实你如果了解社会的人生的时候
，And if you understand society relationships，
太多啊，很多人都陷入在这样的一个不如意的日子里面了。
So many of us live among these unhappy circumstances.
所以圣经又再次的强调
，So the Bible says this，
说这个喜乐的心乃是良药啊。
Because a joyful heart is like medicine.
在这个箴言的十七章里面
，In Proverbs chapter 17,
22节那里这样说
，Verse 22 says this:
喜乐的心乃是良药。
A cheerful heart is good medicine.
平常很顺遂，我们要喜乐很容易。
It's very easy for us to be happy.
但是你遇到患难还能够用喜乐的心去面对啊，这个是不简单的一个境地。
But then when difficulties come, it's very difficult to still face them with a cheerful heart.
可是用人的方式有办法做到这样吗
？Are we able to do this using just our human ways？
这个就是今天我们要跟大家谈的重点。
And this is what I would like to talk about today.
这个时候我们需要一股从神来的力量。
And this is when we need a power from God.
来成为我们的支柱。
To be our stability,
成为我们的帮助
and to be our help,
好让我们在遇到任何事情可以认识喜乐是从神这边赏赐来的
In anything that we encounter, we understand that joy comes from the Lord.
而且也能够靠这位神大大的喜乐。
And we can rely on this great God for our peace.
为什么我们说主耶稣赏赐人喜乐呢
？Why is it that we say that Jesus gives peace？
首先，我们一起来看约翰福音的十六章。
Let us look at John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
16章的23节24节。
John chapter 16 verses 23 and 24.
23节。
23.
到那日你们什么也就不用问我了。
In that day, you will no longer ask me for anything.
我实实在在地告诉你们。
Very truly, I tell you.
你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么。
Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name.
如今你们求，就必得着。
Ask and you will receive.
叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And your joy will be complete.
在这里，耶稣与他跟随的门徒这样说。
This is what Jesus told the disciples.
他说，你们要奉我的名来祈求。
He said that you must ask in my name.
我就必给你们。
And I will give it to you.
然后让你们的喜乐能够满足。
So that your joy will be complete.
世上有哪一种喜乐可以永恒的满足呢？
What kind of joy in this world is complete?
找不到世界上永恒的喜乐。
You can't find that in this world.
可是这里耶稣讲得很清楚。
But here Jesus says very clearly.
你们要奉我的名祈求。
You must ask in my name.
我就让你们的喜乐可以满足。
And your joy will be complete.
所以这里告诉我们一点。
So here it tells us a point.
我们要寻求主耶稣。
We must seek for Jesus.
我们才能够找到真正的喜乐。
So that we can find true joy.
而且是要在他的祷告里面奉主耶稣的名来去得到。
And it must be in his name that we ask to receive.
大卫作诗的时候也这样讲。
And David said this as he was composing his psalms.
有人跟他说要往神的殿去。
Someone told him to go towards God's temple.
我就欢喜快乐。
And I will be joyful.
当我们能够进一步的了解。
When we can take another step further to understand.
真正的欢喜快乐不是在世上的人或物质上面。
True joy is not in the people or things of this world.
物质它会有毁坏的一天。
Because things will get destroyed.
在美好的食物进去我们的身体里面不久也就毁坏了。
The most wonderful foods will enter our bodies and eventually disappear.
人也是一样，都有自己的重担。
And people have their own burdens.
不可能有人永远都是可以替你解决任何事情。
There is no one that will be able to solve all your problems continuously.
他有时也会生病。
Sometimes they will be sick.
他有时也会遇到困难。
And sometimes they will have their own challenges.
所以世界上你找不到任何事物人可以成为我们永远的喜乐。
So there's no thing or no person in this world that can be your eternal joy.
可是当我们欢喜快乐往神的殿中去的时候，
But when we are joyous towards God's temple,
我们会在他的里面得着许许多多超越世上物质的这种喜乐的见证。
Then within him we will have many testimonies of joy that surpass all the things of this world.
而这些喜乐的见证是没有办法用世界上的金钱财富去衡量的。
And these testimonies of joy cannot be measured by the treasures of this world.
有一个姐妹。
There was a sister.
她跟她的先生孩子都信主了。
Her husband and her family, all of them believed in the Lord.
她唯一心中的一个挂虑的问题。
And she only had one thing that was on her mind.
就是她年长的这个爸爸86岁了。
It was her aging father who was 86 years old.
她爸爸人很好。
Her father was a good person.
所以这个女儿很愿意照顾爸爸养育爸爸。
So this daughter was very willing to take care of her father.
因为妈妈早就不在了。
Because her mother had passed away a while ago.
她感受到在主里面得到许多的恩典。
And she felt that she had received many graces
in the Lord. 她希望这个恩典也能够让父亲得到。
And she wanted this grace to be received by her father too.
所以她在祷告向神这样说。
So in her prayer, she said to God,
最大美好的礼物就是让爸爸能够成为神的儿女。
The greatest gift would be for my father to become a child of God.
她一直的孝顺而且照顾爸爸。
So she's very obedient and filial to take care of him.
但是她同时也跟爸爸讲教会的道理和见证。
At the same time, she would preach to her father.
他们父女关系很好。
And they had a great father-daughter relationship.
谈到宗教信仰的时候，这个爸爸就不听了。
But as soon as they talked about religion, the father would stop listening.
那爸爸有一天就想啊。
And so one day the father thought,
我这个女儿什么都很好。
My daughter's great in a lot of things.
偏偏为什么一直要谈，希望到教会啊一起认识主耶稣。
And yet, why does she keep bringing up, I need to go to church to recognize Jesus?
原本他爸爸有其他宗教的信仰啊。
And at the time, her father had other religious beliefs.
可是有那种信仰没有都无所谓啊。
And he didn't really care if he had those beliefs or not.
所以他的爸爸觉得很稀奇。
So the father was pretty confused.
有一天就跟这个女儿这样说。
So then he said to his daughter one day.
我今天要跟你去你的教会。
He said, today I will come with you to your church.
我这个女儿好高兴啊。
And this daughter was so happy.
终于爸爸自己主动说要去我们的教会。
Finally, her father was willingly coming to church.
马上到房间跪下来祷告，好高兴啊。
She went to her room to pray right away. She was so happy.
比爸爸给她许再多的财富不动产的高兴啊，没有办法形容啊。
And this joy surpassed any kind of wealth or inheritance her father could have given her.
愿意要来教会。
For him to be willing to come to church.
这是你的带领。
God, this is your guidance.
请你顾念爸爸，可怜爸爸。
Please remember him and have mercy on him.
让他到教会能够有所感动。
So that when he comes, he will be inspired.
哇，他越祷告越高兴。
And the more she prayed, the happier she was.
真的，他把爸爸带来了。
And so she brought her father in.
因为他爸爸86岁。
And so the father was 86 years old.
为了让他听清楚。
So for him to hear clearly.
所以他就安排坐在教会的前面的第一排。
So she arranged for him to sit in the front row of the pew.
让他能够听清楚台上讲的神的话。
So he could hear very clearly what they were saying.
那他爸爸很认真听啊，86岁啊。
So her father was concentrating as he was listening at 86 years old.
听完了以后，他的爸爸内心也很感动。
And after he heard the message, he was very moved in his heart.
所以回去的时候跟女儿说，我可以常常一起跟你到教会来吗？
So after they went home, he asked his daughter, "May I go to church with you more often?"
女儿好高兴呢。
And the daughter was so happy.
就有一次教会在举办月布道会的时候。
So at one time they had a monthly evangelical service.
因为我们有很多教会每个月都有定期的月布道会。
Because many churches have evangelical service every month.
或者每个月也有福音茶会。
Or maybe they have a gospel tea fellowship.
甚至还有慕道者的查经班。
Or truth seeker Bible study class.
所以平常就在经营了。
And so there's many classes.
所以灵恩布道会的时候，那个成果都很好。
And so there are always very good attendance at these.
这个平常就要做的。
So we need to do these regularly.
不是到了灵恩布道会才来邀请。
You don't only wait until spiritual convocation to invite your friends.
不然有些亲戚朋友，你邀请他，又要到了灵恩布道会啊。
And so your friends and family will know, oh, spiritual convocation is coming.
只有这个时间才邀请。
Because this is the only time you ever invite.
平常就要邀请要做。
But you should invite them regularly.
他那一次也来了。
And so the father came again.
他听到说啊，在神这边有宝贵的圣灵。
And he heard that God has a precious Holy Spirit.
所以他很注意听要怎么祷告。
And so he listened carefully for how to pray.
86岁的人呢，很注意听哎。
And this is someone who's 86 years old.
说起来年纪大，你要听了要怎么样，很多不方便。
And it's not very easy to do this at 86.
他走路的行动是有点慢。
And he walked very slowly.
身材比较高大。
And so he was rather large.
可是他的心啊，不慢。
But his heart was not slow.
很用心。
He had a diligent heart.
有宝贵的圣灵。
And so he knew there's a precious Holy Spirit.
进天国的凭据。
The evidence to enter Holy Kingdom.
圣灵会安慰人。
And it can comfort us.
圣灵会帮助人。
And it can help people.
他很喜欢。
And he liked this.
所以在最后的祷告的时候。
So at the last prayer.
他是坐着祷告的。
He sat as he prayed.
真的很用心的祷告求。
And he was very earnest in his prayer.
哇。嘴巴一直讲哈利路亚哈利路亚，很迫切的。
And he was very earnest as he repeated hallelujah.
86岁的人祷告迫切，那个声音不是很完全呢。
It's very difficult to be 86 and earnestly praying.
但是看得出来他已经很用心了。
But you could tell he was using all his heart.
所以当我们按手这样走过的时候
，So as we laid hands passing by.
按到这位老人家
，And we passed this father.
一按下去，他马上就得到宝贵的圣灵啊。
As soon as the hand was laid, he received the precious Holy Spirit.
哇，灵也大大声的响出啊
！And he began to speak in tongues very loudly.
非常的感动哎
！And it was very moving.
非常充满哎
！And it was very filled.
好高兴啊，掉眼泪。
And he was so joyous, he was weeping.
哇，祷告完了。
And after the prayer.
他就说感谢主啊。
He said, "Thank God."
真的，这个喜乐世界上没有哎。
Truly, this joy does not belong in this world.
原因是因为他寻找耶稣。
And it is because he was looking for Jesus.
他女儿为他带祷很久。
And her daughter had prayed for him for many years.
神终于垂听。
So God finally listened.
进到神的殿。
And he entered God's temple.
所以就欢喜快乐。
And so he could be in joy.
然后又祷告神。
And then he prayed to God.
奉耶稣的名祈求。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
年纪再大也会得到圣灵哎。
You can be very old and still receive the Holy Spirit.
非常的认真哎。
And he was very diligent.
所以神特别怜悯他。
And so God had mercy on him.
有些小孩子三岁用心祷告也是得到圣灵哎。
Some children at the age of three have the same heart and will receive the Holy Spirit.
不要以为小孩子不会得圣灵。
So don't think that children cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
我们经常遇到这样的事情啊。
We often encounter this.
传道人说要这样祷告，他们就很用心这样祷告。
The pastor tells them how to pray, and they follow very diligently.
有些小孩子祷告就在那边玩来玩去的。
And some children just play in prayer.
但是也有一些小孩子很认真的。
But some children are truly focused.
叫他怎么跪，他就怎么跪。
If you tell them how to kneel, they will listen.
叫他怎么祷告，他就怎么祷告。
If you tell them how to pray, they will pray.
有一次在布道会的时候啊。
At one time at another evangelical service.
很多人到前面祈求圣灵。
Many people came forward to ask for the Holy Spirit.
我非常稀奇有一个小女孩才五岁。
I was very surprised one girl was only five.
她也是跟着大人到前面来啊。
And she came with the adults.
她就跪在那个讲台下面。
And she prayed right beneath the pulpit.
在我们的印象小孩子到前面祷告真的花样很多嘞。
And sometimes, you know, when children come forward, they have a lot of different activities.
但是我们在按手的时候啊。
But when we laid hands.
就注意到那个小女孩哎呦。从开始祷告了十分钟，她还是这么认真的求哎。
This little girl continued to be very diligent throughout the whole prayer.
没有睁开眼睛。
She did not open her eyes.
也没有在那边乱玩。
And she was not playing.
非常的认真哎。
She was very diligent.
向神呼求哎。
And she prayed to God.
而且还掉眼泪。
And she cried.
你在你的家里为了要挣钱赚钱你都掉眼泪流汗的这样赚为什么祷告你没办法掉眼泪呢
In your home, maybe you shed tears so that you can earn more money. Why don't you shed tears at church?
你看重视这个今世的生活。
Because you're looking at this life.
所以你可以为他流血流汗掉眼泪啊。
So you can shed blood, sweat, and tears for your life here.
但是你在祷告的时候为什么你没有办法从内心里面真诚地掉眼泪向神祈求呢
But why can't you shed tears from your heart when you're praying here to God?
你的态度你的认真神知道啊。
Your attitude and your diligence, God knows this.
结果按到这个小女孩的时候。
And so when I laid hands on this girl,
按下去她就得到宝贵的圣灵。
This little girl immediately received the Holy Spirit.
她的灵眼非常的漂亮。
And her spoken tongue was very fluid.
祷告得到圣灵的动作也非常的漂亮。
And her Holy Spirit movement was very
fluid. 一旦手一离开她的头啊。
And as soon as the hand left her head,
接着就看到其特殊的现象。
You can see a special Holy Spirit.
她跪下来的跪垫啊。
The way she prayed,
她的身体就往上飘一公尺，飘上飘下。
She was actually floating up and above the.
我们在场按手的看了都吓了一跳。
And as we saw this, we were all very afraid.
原来她在跳灵舞。
We saw that she was doing a spiritual dance.
一个五岁的小孩。
A five-year-old child.
很认真的祷告。
She was very diligent in her prayer.
祷告完以后。
And after the prayer.
就问她。
I asked her.
你刚才祷告的感觉怎么样
？What was your feeling in the prayer?
她一面哭一面吸大气。
She continued to cry and gasp.
很快乐。
She said she was very joyful.
因为她祷告特别的充满，所以问她：“你有看到什么吗
？”Because her prayer was so filled, I asked her, "Did you see anything?"
有。
And yes.
所以就把那个麦克风交给她自己讲。
So we gave the microphone to her so she could talk about it.
她说。她祷告的时候看到了异象。
She said in her prayer she saw a vision.
看到两位天使长翅膀。
She saw two angels with wings.
然后把她带到这个圣城里面。
And they brought her to the holy city.
看到很多美好的事物。
And she saw many wonderful things.
看到许多穿洁白衣服的人。
She saw many wearing stark white clothing.
大家一起快乐。
And everyone was joyous together. And everyone was reading the Bible. Everyone sang hymns. And they prayed. It was so wonderful. They were so happy. And when the prayer was about to end, the angel brought her back. They said, your time has not come. Jesus is leaving you here. You must love him very much. You must follow his word. Whatever you have, you must bring to him. You must pray in his name. This little girl. And to give this testimony of her prayer. We were also envious.
寻找耶稣的这喜乐的见证。
We all wanted to experience the joy that she had in her testimony.
我们人太复杂。
We are so complicated.
尤其我们越成为成人大人，真的复杂。
And the older we are, the more complex we become.
你的个性定型了。
Your personality is stable.
你的做事经验也定型了。
And everything you do is
the same way. 你看待这世界的人生观也定型了。
And you have set ways in this world.
所以我们就很难有寻找耶稣的喜乐的见证。
So it is very difficult for us to have these testimonies of seeking Jesus.
你太有你自己个人的色彩了。
Because you have your own ways.
所以一直找不到在耶稣基督里面喜乐的见证。
So you can't find that joy in the Lord.
这个女孩，这个小女孩，非常的幸福。
This little girl was very blessed.
非常的有福气。
And she had wonderful blessings.
这么小小年龄就体会到寻找耶稣的喜乐的见证。
To be so young and have a joy in seeking Jesus.
神是看内心。
Because God looks at our
inner heart. 你越有心亲近他，寻找他。
The more heart you have to draw close to Him,
seek Him. 神就把属灵的喜乐赏赐给你。
And God will give the spiritual joy to you.
刚刚讲到那位老人家。
I spoke about an elderly man earlier.
他后来决定要接受洗礼。
He then decided to get baptized.
要洗礼前啊，他看到那个河流，洗礼场的那个河流，很多的珍珠啊，玻璃海啊，这个世上看不到的这个珠宝啊，在那个河底耶。
And right before his baptism, he saw all sorts of treasures within the ocean that he was going in.
接受洗礼的时候。
And as he was receiving baptism,
从水里上来了。
And he came out of the water.
他突然跟传道这样说。
He suddenly said to the pastor,
对不起，我再进去捡一下。
Excuse me, can I go pick something up?
他就进去捡一下，随便拿一个石头。
And he went and picked up a random rock.
他以为那个珠宝还在里面。
But what he saw was a jewel.
他拿起来看，哎。石头哎、欸、
，And he picked it up and saw it was just a rock.
原来他看到异象。
But he saw a vision.
准备洗礼在河边就看到了。
And this is what he saw getting ready to be baptized.
他看到的那个景象就是那个启示录第四章的，就是神荣耀宝座前的那个珠宝啊，玻璃海的现象哎，讲得非常清楚哎。
And what he saw was written in Revelation chapter 4, a sea filled with jewels.
哇，高兴得不得了哎。
And he was so happy.
一个这么虔诚的人，神都知道哎。
And this God knows everything.
你复杂，神也知道哎。
If you're complicated, God knows.
所以我们凡事要寻找耶稣。
So we must always seek for Jesus.
因为真正的喜乐是他赏赐给人呢。
Because true joy comes from him.
我们再来看第二个方向。
Let us look at another direction.
请看约翰一书。
Let us turn to 1 John.
约翰三书。
3 John.
约翰三书，我们看这个第四节。
3 John verse 4.
我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个更大的。
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
今天我们用我们所有的力量、心思来培育我们的后代。
Today we use all of our strength and energy for our later generation.
你希望他怎么样
？And what do you hope for them？
你这个希望。是你人生最大的快乐吗
？And is this hope the greatest joy you have in your life？
真的，他如果功成名就了
，And so if they are very successful，
但是他的内心没有神的真理，又有什么用
？But their inner hearts do not have God's truth. What does it matter？
你只是培养一个这个世界的人才
，You have only cultivated a resource of the world，
但是却不是属于神所要的那种儿女。
But it is not a child that God wants.
那这样的培养又有什么用呢
？So what does it matter if you take care of them this way?
应该是让他首先能够抓住神的真理。
You should have them grasp onto the truth first.
然后他一切拥有的努力的成就，你才会看到这是神赏赐的。
And that way, in all of their efforts to be successful, you can see this is given by God.
所以第二点告诉我们非常清楚。
So the second point is very clear.
只要按真理去行，就得到。世界最大的喜乐了。
If you walk in the truth, then you have the greatest joy of the world.
因为你会荣耀主，见证主。
Because you will glorify the Lord and testify for Him.
那家庭都能够在主的眷顾之下，去享受主里面的真正的喜乐。
And the entire family can enjoy the joy of the Lord.
一个人要热心很容易。
For someone to be very zealous is easy.
但是要全家一起热心，一样的信仰脚步就 不容易。
But for the whole family to be zealous and walking the same is hard. 我们自己看看
我们自己的家庭。
Let us look at our own families.
全家的信仰真的有按真理走吗？
Is the whole family walking in truth?
你真的常常一起到神的会堂里面吗？
Do you truly come to the chapel of God?
感受到那种在神会堂里面聚集的快乐吗？
And do you feel the joy of being here with the Lord?
但是我们很多人就停留在那个一般的聚餐啊，一般的享受去玩啊。
And most of us.
这种快乐。
Just focus on the social activities and that kind of happiness. Is that the true great joy?
如果按照圣经的说法,
According to the Bible,
这不是的,
that is not.
这不是, 这只是一般人的追求啊。
That's just a regular pursuing of happiness by humans.
但是这里讲得很清楚,
But here it says very clearly,
按真理而行啊, 才能够得到从神来赏赐真正的喜乐。
You must walk in the truth to have true great joy.
有一次主耶稣来到一户人家。
One time Jesus came to someone's house.
啊，这户人家有两个姐妹，姐姐叫马大，妹妹叫玛利亚。
And in this house there were two sisters, Mary and Martha.
马大比较关注要接待。
And Martha was focused on being a gracious hostess.
耶稣正在讲到她回，她去做这些事。
So as Jesus was preaching, she was doing many things.
但是她的妹妹就不同了。
But her sister Mary was different.
耶稣讲到，她就坐在耶稣的脚前。
As Jesus was speaking, Mary would sit by his feet to listen.
结果马大就心中埋怨，因为忙嘛。
And Martha was very resentful because she was busy.
就跑来跟耶稣抱怨。
So she went to complain to Jesus.
你怎么不叫我的妹妹来帮忙啊？
She said, "Why don't you tell my sister to help me?"
我这么繁忙啊。
I'm so busy.
耶稣怎么说？
What did Jesus say?
你为许多的事情忧虑。
He says, "You worry about many things."
你这个接待工作你可以事前准备也可以听完道理再准备嘛。
You could have done these hostess duties prior or to after.
为什么正在耶稣讲道你却偏偏去忙这些呢？
Why do you have to be busy now as Jesus is speaking?
所以他到后来的那种劳碌是埋怨声一堆啊。
So eventually her labor was filled with resentment.
可是妹妹用谦卑的心在耶稣基督脚前听他讲道理啊。
But her sister had a humble heart to listen at his feet.
结果主耶稣就说，
And so Jesus said,
你妹妹她得到了不可少的一件事。
Your sister knows that you cannot lack.
就是她听讲听道理得到了最好的福分。
Because she was able to hear the word and receive fulfillment.
Hey, 这个是主耶稣讲的。
This is what Jesus said.
按着真理去走是得到最好的福分呢。
And this is the best blessing.
才是真正的大喜乐。
And this is the greatest joy.
所以我们今天要衡量什么才是真正的喜乐。
So today we must understand what is true joy.
是在主里面。
It is in the Lord.
你按着真理去行就得着了。
If you walk in the Lord, you will have it.
我们最后再来看第三个方向。
Thirdly, let us look at one more thing.
请看罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
罗马书的十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十四章，我们来看十七节。
14 verse 17.
十四章的十七节。
17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里讲得很清楚。
Here it is very clear.
把神的国跟人的国做了非常清楚的分别。
There's a clear differentiation between the kingdom of God and man.
人的国度在乎吃喝。
The manly kingdom matters about eating,
在乎各种享受。
And enjoyment.
所以可能我们用尽了一生最大的力量去营造这些东西。
And these are the things that we pursue our whole life.
但是这一切都是属于人的国度。
But this is all part of humans.
你要离开，带不到神的国度里面去哦。
And you will leave this world, and you cannot bring this to the kingdom of God.
这只不过是生活的过程，内容需要，没错。
This is just the passing of life and what is necessary.
但是，要想成为神的国的人呢、啊、
？But to become a part of the kingdom of God,
你就要超越这些东西。
You must surpass these things.
主恩够用就好。
Enough is enough.
然后要追求。在神国里面的事。
And you must pursue that of the kingdom of God.
神的国在乎什么？
And what does it matter to be his
kingdom? 公义和平。
Righteousness and
peace. 在乎神的公义。
And we must care about his righteousness.
在乎神的和平。
And his peace.
这一些在神的道理里面是可以去体验到的。
And these are things we can experience.
也是很好的见证生活。
And is a wonderful testimony.
其中特别谈到。
And we talk about it.
尤其在乎圣灵中的喜乐。
Especially the joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以要怎么样得到在神所赏赐的真正的喜乐？
So how can we receive this true joy from God?
第三个方向就是进入神的国度。
We must enter into His kingdom.
不单单要得圣灵。
Not only receive the Holy Spirit.
顺服圣灵。
And submit to it.
还要被圣灵充满。
And we must be filled with
it. 因为圣灵会引导我们去体贴神的真理。
Because the Holy Spirit will have us care about God's truth.
圣灵会帮助我们常常寻找耶稣。
Will help us to seek Jesus frequently.
所以你就会感受到在神里面，在灵里面的真正的喜乐。
So you can experience true joy in the Spirit.
曾经神特别安排一个很好的机会。
Previously, God had given a very good opportunity.
他打开了外邦人信道的恩门。
And he opened the door for salvation to Gentiles.
有五位女士。
And there were five women.
其中有民间宗教拜拜的。
And so, one was a Buddhism.
也有神召会。
And there was another religion.
召会，我们美国没有什么，应该有。
There was the Assembly of God.
然后也有摩门教徒。
And there were Mormons.
还有一个是。 功夫入门的教派叫做崇祯堂。
And there was another Christian denomination.
那个没得翻译啊，那个直接讲名字就好。这个是一个教派的名称。
And so that is the name of the denomination.
他们五位不同宗教信仰，但是是好朋友。
There are these five with different religions, but they were all good friends.
有的有结婚，有的没有结婚。
Some were married and some were not.
他们就在那个城市就听说真耶稣教会很。 这个大家外面传的，这认为我们是比较特别啊。And
so, True Jesus Church had been talked of as a church that's more unique.
他们想说，一生至少进来真耶稣教会参加一次就好了。So
they thought in their lifetime they would just come to one session of True Jesus Church.
到底是有多么奇怪？To
see how strange it truly is.
他们要来了解。So
they want to understand.
那一天早上啊。So
that morning.
唱诗完祷告的时候。During
the prayer.
起来，准备要开始讲道。And
they got up to listen to the sermon.
就发现有五个不认识的妇女坐在台下。And
we realized there are five women that were new.
他们分别是那个闽南人跟那个客家人。And
so there were Hakka and Taiwanese people.
客家人要信耶稣很困难。It
is very difficult for the Hakka to believe in Jesus.
他们对拜祖先是非常非常的忠心的。They
are very loyal to worshiping their ancestors.
然后就在。 按着圣经讲神的话，and
so they followed the Bible to talk about God.
我们就在旧约和新约里面彼此互相做印证。And
so we started to debate about the New and Old Testament.
我们比较少拿外面的东西啊。We
don't usually use other resources.
因为光讲圣经的这个印证，神的话语的时候，就已经没有时间讲外面的东西。Because
there's not even enough time to go through everything that's in the Bible.
奇妙就在这里。And
so the miracle is here.
神的灵就运行了。And
so God's Spirit started working.
这几个人啊，听得很认真哦。And
so these people were listening very diligently.
一直在点头哎，
and they continue to nod their heads.
我们信徒点头是不一样的，他是在钓鱼哎。And
it's different from our own believers who are typically dozing off.
可能有的钓那个金鱼、鲨鱼这么大只的也有，看。
And they're sleeping quite comfortably.
可是他们不是点头，而且还会吐口水，好像要把神的话吃进去。But
they were nodding, and it's almost as if they were swallowing to swallow the word of God.
在台上都看得很清楚哎。And
you could see it very clearly from the pulpit.
当然点太多会觉得是不是他作假。And
of course, if they kept nodding too much, you thought they were faking.
但是我们不敢这样想。But
we were afraid to think that way.
看神怎么工作。So
we want to see how God would work.
我们的本分把圣经道理讲清楚。And
our work is to talk about the Bible.
神的灵自然会做工。And
God's Spirit will work.
结果中午的时候，
so during lunch,
我们都会把握这种机会哈。
We always take this opportunity.
我们就请，就安排他们这五位跟教牧主席、传道、执事一起坐下吃饭。
We arrange for these five visitors to sit with some holy workers, pastors, and deacons.
你一定要注意这个动作哦。
And you have to be very careful.
在吃饭中间大家要谈话。
That everyone must talk during lunch.
结果在谈的时候，
and so during the discussion,
他们就问。
They asked.
我们有等一下可以跟传道您谈神的话吗？
Can we talk about God with the pastor?
当然可以啊。And
we said, of course.
11:40吃完中餐。So
we finished lunch at 11:40.
所以就跟他们一起谈。So
then we started discussing.
我发现那个召会的那位太太啊。And
I noticed that one of the women.
她至少圣经从创世纪读到启示录有三遍。She
has read the entire Bible at least three times.
因为有三种笔啊，从创世纪啊。 一直画画画画，那个颜色画到启示录。Because
I saw at least three different types of pens.
你看看你的圣经白白的粘在一起，要翻还来不及，找不到啊。Whereas
for our Bible, it's completely new and pristine.
外教会哎。And
this is from another church.
这么认真呢？To
be so diligent.
因为在谈的时候，我说你有带圣经，就借用他的圣经。Because
as we were chatting, we were using her Bible.
哇，不简单。It
is not easy.
她很爱查考神的道理。
She really liked to study the word of God.
所以我们就用她的圣经来查。
So we used her Bible.
一直查到1:45。
And we studied until 1:45.
结果他们就讲。
And then they said,
我们原本打算一生只要进来真耶稣教听一次。
We had only intended to come to True Jesus Church once.
听完以后绝不再进来了，知道真耶稣教会是怎么样。
And we were determined never to come again after we'd come once.
可是现在我们有一个请求。
But now we have a request.
我们下午可以继续参加聚会吗？
May we stay for the afternoon service?
可以，欢迎。
Of course, we welcome you.
下午参加了。
So they stayed for the afternoon.
在这个时候啊，下午的聚会最后祷告。
And
就教他们怎么祷告。
At this time, we taught them to pray in the afternoon prayer.
因为早上的时候没有教，结果祷告有的是那个拜拜的方式。
And so in the morning, we had not taught them, so some were practicing Buddhist ways to pray.
有的是两个是趴在地上。
Two of them were laying prostrate on the floor.
所以他们跑到左道去。
And so they laid down on the aisles.
所以下午就特别教怎么祷告。
So in the afternoon, we taught them how to pray.
就在祷告的时候。
And during the prayer,
其中有一个看异象。
One of them saw a vision.
看到什么意象呢？
What did they see?
一个平原非常的好啊。
They saw a beautiful field.
有一个牧羊人带着拐杖，穿洁白的衣服啊，留晃光亮白白的头发。
And there was a shepherd
坐在石头上。
With a staff sitting on a rock in pure white clothing.
他眼前有很多的绵羊在那里。
And before him were many sheep.
结果他看到其中有一个羊，哎，也就是他。
And he saw a sheep, and one of them was her.
聚会完了以后，
so after the service,
他们要求说，我们可以常常聚会吗？
They asked, can we come here more often?
你们的晚间聚会我们也要来。
Can we come to your evening service and Sabbath?
哦，感谢主啊！
Well, thank God.
追求圣灵中的喜乐，那多好啊！
To pursue the joy of the Holy Spirit is wonderful.
他们开始认真地进入到真耶稣教会神的国度里面追求。
And they began to pursue the kingdom of God in the True Jesus Church.
后来一次的定期夜部大会。
And then at another evangelical service.
他们当中有几个在那一次同时得圣灵。
There are a few of them that received Holy Spirit at the same time.
其中有一个崇真堂的那位太太。
And one of them from the Assembly of God.
她在得圣灵的时候她看到了异象。
As she was receiving the Holy Spirit, she saw a vision.
什么异象呢？
What did she see?
他突然看到眼前黑暗。
She saw that there's darkness in front of her.
然后在黑暗里面让她很害怕。
And in the darkness, she was very afraid.
突然觉得人生没有希望。
And she felt like there was no hope in life.
她过去的宗教没有带给她希望。
Her previous religion did not offer it to her.
她非常害怕。
And she was very scared.
就在黑暗中有一个亮光。
And in that darkness, there was a small light.
那个亮光一直靠近。
And that light came closer.
并且一直到她的面前。
Until it came in front of her.
她才看清楚这个亮光是什么。
Until she could see the light.
原来是一个很大黄金打造的金的十字架。
And it was actually a gold cross.
那个中间那一横啊，上面写五个字，真耶稣教会。
And written on that cross was True Jesus Church.
这个时候心里很平安。
At this time she felt a lot of peace.
有力量。
There was power.
刚才的害怕不见了。
And there's no more fear.
结果这个门打开。
And so the door opened.
她就要走进去。
And she wanted to go in.
因为里面的世界太漂亮了。
Because inside the world was too beautiful.
世界上没有的。
There was nothing like it on earth.
当他的脚踏进这个门一步的时候，他就得到宝贵的圣灵。
And as soon as she entered that door, she received the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告完起来，感谢主，好高兴啊！
So as she got up, she said, "Thank God!" And she was weeping and she was so joyful.
哇，他们每一个都有很好的体验呢。
All of them had great experiences.
我只讲这一个崇真堂了。
I've only spoken about this one.
后来他们全部一起接受洗礼。
And then all of them received baptism.
在洗礼看到了异象。
And during baptism, they saw visions.
看到洗礼场是主耶稣的宝血涌涌的滚出来啊。
They saw that the baptism site was filled with Jesus' blood.
又看到天开了，神的宝血从天上流下来。
They saw the skies open and they saw Jesus' blood come down.
看到天开了，这个生命水啊。非常透彻的跟世上水不一样流到洗礼场啊。
And they saw the water of life also come forth in this baptism site.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们人做什么
？What do we do？
我们都没有做什么。
We don't do anything。
我们只是尽本分讲神的话。
We just do what we can to speak about God。
一起祷告。
We pray。
我们只做到这样哎。
This is all we've done。
但是这个机会是神安排的。
But this opportunity is from God。
这个恩典的门是神打开的。
This grace was given by
God。只有愿意要进入神的国度里面，才有这样的一个感受的。
And only those who want to enter into His kingdom
can experience this。我们每个人都可以的。
All of us can。
但是我们真的有这种心要进来吗
？But do we really have that heart to enter？
受洗过后，我们有这样的追求吗
？After baptism, do we pursue in this way？
为什么还有个人的想法
？Why do we have our own ways？
为什么还有自己的主张
？Why do we want to do our own things？
体验这位全能的神的。
So that we cannot experience this wonderful God。
我们自己会把喜乐给弄丢了。
And so we will lose our joy。
所以感谢主。
So thank God。
这是一个非常让人值得安慰。有荣耀神的喜乐的见证。
And so this is a great joy that we can testify in the Lord.
主赏赐真正的喜乐给人。
Because he gives us great joy.
所以我们要寻找他。
So we must seek him.
所以要按他的真理行。
And we must walk in the truth.
要一生一世努力进入神的国度。
And we must enter his kingdom.
不要进去了又贪恋这世界。
Don't enter his kingdom, but also lust for this world.
所以你没有真正的喜乐从神那里来。
And only true joy can come from God.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
240首。
240. Please be seated.
接下来我们要做祷告。
Now we are going to pray.
祷告的时候真的要很用心的很认真的跟神祷告。
When we pray, we must pray with all our hearts.
因为神知道我们内心。
Because God knows our hearts.
你的真诚你的用心他都知道。
And your truth and your diligence, he knows.
就会照我们所求的信心的程度来赏赐给我们。
And according to our faith, he will give to us.
所以我们在祷告中、啊、可以多去认识这位神。
So when we pray, let us get to know this God.
我们第一句话要念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And when we start, we say, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
这一句念一次。
And we say this phrase once.
接下来要反复的讲，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
After that, we continue to repeat, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚也是赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah is a praise.
而神的名是耶稣。
And God's name is Jesus.
所以哈利路亚跟赞美主耶稣是同一句话。
So Hallelujah and praise the Lord is the same.
当你得到圣灵的时候
And when you receive the Holy Spirit,
你嘴巴讲哈利路亚的那个声音会自然发出这个卷舌音、啊、
Naturally, you will speak in tongues as you try to say hallelujah.
我们在求圣灵不要把焦点放在舌头什么时候转。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, we shouldn't focus on when our tongue moves.
你要把你的重点在你的内心里面向神渴慕神我需要我因为怎样我必须要有圣灵来帮助我。
Focus on your inner heart and how you must have the Holy Spirit to help you.
所以你要用心啊。
So you must use your heart.
如果认真祷告的人我们连按手的人都觉得你很用心呢。
And so if you pray very diligently, even those who lay hands can tell.
那你的用心感动神自然神会给你你所求的嘛。
And if you use your heart and move God, then naturally he will give you the Holy Spirit.
不用心。
And if you don't,
也不出力,
and you don't try,
没有渴慕神的圣灵神的恩惠,
and you do not have that diligence to pursue him,
你要如何叫神能够赏赐给我们呢?
Then why would he give it to you?
我们要去想一想。
We have to think.
我们祷告的时候眼睛闭起来。
So when we pray, we close our eyes.
双手合着放在胸前。
We fold our hands in front of us.
我们双膝跪在神的面前。
And we kneel before him.
如果您个人行动不方便坐在第一排一样祷告。
If it is not convenient for you, you can also sit in the first pew.
我们执事传道人会在按手在头上。
And our holy workers will lay hands on you.
帮助我们加添心力。
To help you.
求神祝福我们。
And may God bless us.
求神成全我们所求的。
May God fulfill all that we ask.
神必定会祝福我们大家。
And God will bless us all.
我们现在就一起来感谢祷告。
Now let us pray together.
接受按手的请到前面来。
Please come forward for laying of hands.